USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has officially announced he is entering the 2020 race for the White House. Bloomberg ending weeks of speculation with his entry into the already crowded field for the Democratic primary with a video and ad campaign that was launched this morning.
Mike Bloomberg for president, jobs creator, leader, problem solver.
During an unannounced visit to Iraq yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence was talking about the strong relationship that continues to exist between the U.S. and the Middle Eastern country. During Pence's visit, he also reassured Iraqi Kurds of continued U.S. support, despite the fact that President Trump decided to withdraw troops from northern Syria, something that drew criticism that Washington had betrayed its Kurdish allies there. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
I did the right thing.
Former New York Mayor, now President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says President Trump did not ask him to do anything in Ukraine to further Trump's political career. Giuliani says he was legitimately looking into corruption there involving former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden and the company the younger Biden worked for.
I was so effective that I discovered a pattern of corruption that the Washington press has been covering up.
On Fox News, Giuliani says it was Biden who, as vice president, threatened to withhold U.S. aid from Ukraine unless they fired a prosecutor looking into the alleged corruption involving the Bidens. Biden yesterday telling CNN he did nothing wrong, as the prosecutor in question was actually not investigating corruption enough. An Amtrak train collides with a car at a crossing in Jupiter, Florida yesterday, killing a mom and two children in the vehicle. Four people are recovering from injuries after an explosion and fire at a home in eastern Kentucky last evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Several British police officers are recovering from injuries they suffered last night when they were attacked by a mob with machetes in Birmingham. The Guardian reports that the officers had to use tasers and canines as they made arrests and tried to disperse the street fighters, many of whom ran inside a theater that was showing the new hit movie Frozen 2. The report says there were multiple families there with children who were left weeping and fearful because of the chaos. The extent of the injuries suffered by the officers has not been detailed. And some wet weather will impact a busy holiday travel week that's coming up. The AAA estimates more than 55 million Americans will be traveling at least 50 miles from home to celebrate Thanksgiving. And at the same time, rain, sleet, and in some places snow will be falling across the country. Some storm systems are already moving across the U.S. now and will continue to do so through Thursday. And Deontay Wilder delivering a seventh-round knockout of Luis Ortiz last night in Las Vegas to retain his WBC heavyweight boxing championship. The fight plodding along for the first six-plus rounds as the two men went through a feeling-out process, it appeared, before Wilder delivered that single-punch KO in the seventh. Ortiz was seeking to become the first-ever Cuban heavyweight champion. We're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.